himself as man so he can see face to face. Dearly beloved, we have come together here in the presence of the universe to witness and bless and celebrate and renew the joining together of this man and this woman in holy matrimony. The bond and covenant of marriage was established by God in creation, and our Lord Jesus Christ adorned this matter of life by his presence in the first miracle of the wedding in Cana of Galilee. It signifies to us the mystery of everything. Holy Scripture commends it to be honored among all people. The union of husband and wife and heart, body, and mind is intended by God for their mutual fun.
We have that.
There you go. For the help and comfort given one another in prosperity and adversity. And when it's God's will for the procreation of children. And their nurturing the knowledge and love of the Lord. Into this holy union, Robert Hunter and Dawn Leslie came 20 years ago and still remain. And now come to be renewed. If anyone in here can show just cause why we should not renew this, speak now or we will deal with you. I require and charge you both. You can see the look on your daughter's face. Here in the presence of God and the universe. What was the name of the cafe they went to? The cantina. It's for reminder. If you know any reason why we should do this, you do not confess it. Let's pray. O gracious and ever-living God, you have created us male and female in your image. Look mercifully upon this man and this woman, whom you made one flesh in holy matrimony and now come to be renewed in flesh. Assist them with your grace that with true fidelity and steadfast love they may continue to honor and keep the promises and vows they made through Jesus Christ our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated for the reading. Except for the wedding party. Y'all just stand there. The reading is from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the Pharisees that from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. And for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no one put asunder. And then they were bringing children to him that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. And Jesus saw it, he was indignant, and he said to them, "Let children come to me, and don't stop them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them into his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them. There ends the reading, the word of the Lord. Now, a couple of things just to point out. Operating quote. At one point in the movies, Luke Skywalker says, "Jedi masters don't go crazy. They just get a little strange when they get old." Every time I do a wedding, it's up to me to pick lessons. I always pick this lesson because it talks about children. And if nothing else, weddings are about... It reminds me of kids. Everybody dressing up. So, what's the difference between that and this? We're all just dressing up. And even at the heart of the story, we all need stories to form our lives. And for some reason, you guys fell into this one when you were 10 years old. And in the stories, we find meaning for who we are. That there's adventure, there's challenge, there's drama, and at the heart of it, so I was trying to remember who Darth Vader was. I mean, I knew who he was, but what happened to him, you know? And so at the end of the whole thing, he takes off his mask so he can see his son face to face. And he is redeemed. And he says, there is some good in me after all. Good wins, good triumphs, and he's buried as a Jedi Master. But the good wins. And if we're all wrapped up in this story, one thing with the fun of all this, we can remember that all of our lives are a story that God is telling to the world. And that you guys, 20 years now later, are part of a story that God is telling to the world. And that's a good and fun thing. What's the name of Darth Vader before he becomes Darth Vader? What? Anakin. Here's the other quote from the movies. Anakin, before he becomes Darth Vader, says at one point, love is essential to a Jedi life. You might say that Jedis are encouraged to love forever. There you go. There you go. And when they get older, they get a little strange.
Turn and face each other. And let go.
You do not have your
cell phone. You didn't have a cell phone 20 years ago.
Once again, I love.
Once again, I love.
Take me home.
Take me home.
To be my wife.
To be my wife.
To have the home.
From
this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Until we are perfect.
Until we are perfect,
this is the last
In
the name of God.
In the name of God.
Once again, I am the one.
Once again, I, Leia. Or Don.
Don. Thank you, Mom.
Take you, Han Solo. Or Don.
To be my husband.
To be my husband.
To have him to hold.
To have him to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
Where did he get the poor?
That no.
For richer, for
poorer. And in
health. And in sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Until we are parted by death.
Until we are parted by death.
This is my song.
This is my song.
Okay. Now, take your right hand. This cage will be fun. Now, Rob and Dawn have once again given themselves to each other by solemn vows, a joining of hands, a few smiles. I pronounced it brand new. They are husband and wife in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Those whom God has joined together, let no one put asunder. And everyone says, Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's try that again. When everyone says with excitement and joy, amen. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. So we'll do the final blessing. As we get to the last half of the blessing, folks that have lightsabers could come rest their lightsabers. Got it? Most gracious God, with smiles, we give you thanks for your tender love in sending Jesus Christ among us to be born of a human mother and to make the way of the cross to be the way of life. We thank you also for consecrating the union of man and woman in his name. We thank you also for consecrating this union 20 years ago and every breath since. By the power of your Holy Spirit, pour out the abundance of your blessing upon this man and this woman. Continue to defend them from every enemy. Lead them into all peace. Let their love for each other continue to be a seal upon their hearts, a mantle about their shoulders, and a crown upon their heads. Continue to bless them in their work and in their friendship, in their sleeping and their waking, in their joys and in their sorrows, in their life and in their death. Finally, in your mercy, bring them together to that table where your saints feast forever in your heavenly home, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Okay, everybody with a lightsaber, come forward. And circle around them. Put your lightsabers on them. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, continue to bless, preserve, and keep you all. The Lord mercifully with his favor look upon you and fill you with all spiritual and exceeding grace, that you may faithfully continue to live together in this life, and then the age to come have at least as much fun as God. Amen.
Amen.
You may stand with your wife.